Hi there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Shelley Freelo. I'm so glad you're here again to listen to the podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing living separate lives. This may sound like an oxymoron when you think about marriage, but many marriages have been set up to do just this. We're married, but we're living separate lives. We're not living a life of a married couple. He does his thing. I do my thing. I have my set of friends. He has his set of friends. I go here by myself. He goes there by himself. And we just meet each other in passing as we go through our days on this planet. Many marriages live their marriages as roommates. You know, you've lost the intimacy of the marriage. You're living separately. If you find that this is the marriage that you are in, know of, or feel like your marriage is heading toward, this podcast is for you. We're going to jump right in Matthew 19:6, which says, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." Wow, this is a powerful, powerful verse. Because it says, how can two live separate lives when they are actually one? If my husband and I are living separate lives, we are not in line with God's word. Because God's word tells us that we're living as one. There really shouldn't be an expression of, well, he does his thing and I do mine. I'm not a complete body. It's only when I join all these aspects together that I become a complete body. If he and I become one flesh, that means we're living, thinking, residing, loving together. There is no such thing as he does his thing and I'll do mine. Further in this verse, we see that it says that what God has joined together, let no man separate. Listen, every promise that we see in the Bible, every command that God gives us in the Bible is not just for us individually. It also applies to the oneness of our marriage. God is telling us here, listen, darling, I allowed the two of you all to get married. I don't care what the reason was behind it. I permitted it. I allow the two of you to say I do. Who do you think that you are to come and separate that? To say that, well, you know what? God says there is no such thing as divorce. He hates it. And the only reason why we could get a divorce is if one of us cheats. Neither one of us has cheated. So I'm here, but, you know, I'm not here really. I'm going to do my thing and he can just do his thing and I don't care about what he's doing and he doesn't need to care about what I'm doing. God is telling you in this verse, who are you? I put you together. I'm the one that ordained this marriage. I'm the one that permitted it. You know what? If Satan himself can do nothing without God's permission, who are you that you think that you can? God says no man should put asunder. No man should separate. No man should bring division in the marriage. That man includes you, darling. It includes your husband. And again, let's not get sidetracked. We're not to get sidetracked that he has to be who he is in order for me to be who I'm supposed to be. No, no, it doesn't work that way. See, God is calling me to be who I'm supposed to be regardless of who he is. Because what God is requiring is that I trust God to change him and sustain me. God does not require me to be less than because he's less than. God doesn't require me to say to myself, I have the right to, when God is saying you don't. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1:10. It says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment. Listen, those of you who are fortunate enough to be in an evenly yoked marriage, you have no excuse, because you should both be seeking to be on the same page at the same time, because you share the same God. Those of us who are living in an unevenly yoked marriage, we have no excuse, because we should be seeking God to help us be on the same page at the same time. Do you see where I'm going with this? When God is telling us that we need to have the same mind, remember we just read that we are no longer two but one, and a mind divided against itself is called crazy. Sister, are you in a crazy marriage? It's time for you to stop being two and start being one. And again, my position does not change. My trust in what God can do does not change upon what the other half of me is doing. Because I can trust God to change the other half of me so that we can be one. God is letting me know that I need to seek Him. I need to seek Him to be of one mind, that we can think in our oneness in our marriage, that we can cherish our marriage to a degree that we say separation and divorce is not an option. Baby, we got to work this out. We got to do this. If there's any mothers out there, do you say to your child, you no longer can be my child because you messed up, because you're not pleasing me, because you're crazy, because you're living life like hell and broke loose? No. You may have to distance yourself from your child for a moment. You may have to say, you know what, we need to check into somebody's counseling program for a minute. But at no time does that child stop being your child because of its behavior. The child is still your child. Why? Because disowning them is not an option. See, that two becoming one, that's not an option. That's a commandment from God. That oneness of mind, that means that we're trying our best to keep harmony in the relationship. You know, there's some relationships, marriages, where people are constantly in conflict, constantly. That doesn't reflect Christ. We should be looking to be in harmony with one another, to be at peace with one another. And I look for that to come in the present and the person of Jesus Christ. Lord God, work a great work in my marriage. Bring peace in my home where there is none. Help my husband and I to communicate better. Listen, I can be honest with y'all. Look, I have a horrible temper. I'm one of those women that you will never have to wonder how I feel about something. But is that godly? No. God tells me I'm supposed to have a gentle and quiet spirit. So y'all, I got to be in prayer. Oh my goodness, y'all just don't know. I got to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, keep my mouth shut. Make my heart stay right. Help me to overlook this flaw. Let me know when I'm supposed to speak. Let me know when I'm supposed to stay firm. Tell me, Lord, because you know right now, I'm going to chop him up into little bitty pieces, put him in an envelope and send him home to his mama. Help me, right? I don't have to play games with God. I can talk to God and say, I need you to work a great work in my marriage. Why? Because I'm asking God to do what He's already said He wants done. He wants us to live as one. He wants us to live in peace and harmony in my home. He wants me to be submissive to my husband. He wants my husband to treat me with honor and respect. I'm not asking God to do something that He hasn't already said He wanted done. So quite naturally, God will answer those prayers. Let's go to Ephesians 4:16. It says, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Ladies, that's the formula to a good marriage. When we are one and our joints fit together as one because of the Holy Spirit's anointing on our marriages, when we are walking in the assignment that God has given us as wife, and He is walking in the assignment that God has called Him as husband, it is then that we start to build our marriages up, that we start to have Him work a great work in us, right? So listen, when you are looking to live a life of separateness from your husband, whether it is in mind, in body, in spirit, or emotion, you are not living in your marriage as God has called you to live. My sister, if this is you, it's not too late. God is a God of second chances. He is a God of U-turns. He is a God that can change water into wine. We can go to Him and say, Lord, my marriage has been like water for a really, really, really long time. Help change my marriage into wine. Help it not resemble any of the water that has drowned my marriage for so long. Help turn it into the wine that can be used to bring merriment, that can be used to bring a pleasant taste in our mouths. Help my marriage to reflect You and Your hand at work in it. Until next time, my sisters, may God bless your marriages and grow your spirit. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact herfaithradio.com. Thank you again for listening.